Hello, and welcome to Pardes from Jerusalem, the podcast series from the Pardes Institute of Jewish Studies in Jerusalem. I'm Larry Kluger, a Pardes alum. This week, Rabbi David Levin-Cruz discusses Parsha Vayitze. There's a handout for this podcast, so please check your computer and download and print it so you can use it to follow along. The handout's optional if you're not able to print it. Rabbi David Levin-Cruz is a faculty member at Pardes and serves as the Pardes Director of Special Projects. And now, Rabbi David Levin-Cruz.
Thank you, Larry. In this week's Parsha Vayetze, we have the famous dream that Yaakov had after leaving his home. And after the dream, he wakes up, and the Torah tells us in Bereshit 28, verse 16, Vayikatz Yaakov Mishnato, Vayomer Achen Yesh Adonai B'makom Hazeh, V'anochi Lo Yadati. Jacob awoke from his sleep, and he says, God is truly in this place, but I did not know it. A very, very powerful statement of a man who suddenly had thought that he was doing something profane, mundane, secular, and realizes that God is indeed there. This statement was so powerful that a number of years ago, a rabbi by the name of Lawrence Kushner wrote an entire book called God Was in This Place and I Did Not Know It, in which he looks at various Hasidic and other thinkers and how they interpreted this particular verse. Today's shiur that I'm going to share with you, today's podcast, is really a summary of the book. It's not, except for a chapter or two, it's not meant, God forbid, to replace the book. In fact, it's more meant for you to encourage you to go out and buy the book and read it. And if those of you who have the source sheet will notice that I've given what I think are some interesting questions, rephrasing the statement in terms of each thinker's interpretation, giving one word for how we get to God, putting it into categories, and I'm going to do some of this together with you. Obviously, what I say is not just Rabbi Kushner, but is also refracted through my eyes and the eyes of my students at Pardes, and I take full responsibility for what I say, and all errors are, of course, mine. But what I do suggest is that if you have the time and you're able to do it, to actually go through the source sheet and to do the questions, because I think they're very fun questions and will really help us to assimilate these ideas into our own and to process them. So the first interpretation that you'll see is the interpretation of Rashi, the default commentator on the Torah. Rashi is printed in many, many editions of the Torah, lived in France in the 11th century, and he gives what seems to be a very, very technical understanding of this pasuk. He says, "She'im yadati lo yashanti b'makom kadosh kazeh." Had I known that this was such a holy place, I would not have slept there. Rashi is giving almost a technical, halachic understanding of this, saying that people shouldn't be sleeping in holy places. I think on a deeper level, though, Rashi is speaking about an awareness, a sudden awareness that God is there, and an immediate, almost instinctive human reaction to say, hey, wait a minute, this is too great for me, this is too holy for me. The desire in some way to show kavod, to show honor for the place. Rashi is very, very much working in an idea of different spheres of holiness. You have the profane, you have the holy. I found out that this place is holy. I found out that this place is holy, and therefore I should have absented myself from it. This is very, very different from the other quotations that we're going to be discussing today, and I repeat, this is refracted through my eyes rather than what Lawrence Kushner himself said, and that is that all of these in some way do not see the world as separated into holy and profane, but see the two as being mixed, and they go in two general directions. The first cluster of quotes speaks in some way about humility, about the self, about is looking at this pasuk and focusing on the word anochi as meaning I, a human being, myself. So we have Menachem Mendel of Kotsk, who understands as anochi lo yadati, as I did not know my I did not know myself. I was able to understand God. I was able to get to God because I lowered my ego. God was here because I was able to subdue my ego. In other words, in order to get to godliness, I first have to have a reasonable understanding of myself. Perhaps I even have to lower myself in some way in order to allow God to come in. A rather radical sounding idea comes from Hannah Rachel Werbemacher, the famous maid of Ludmir, who lived in Poland, one of the few and famous women pre-20th century who wrote and thought about Jewish ideas. And she says, "You were talking about finding God even in your most terrible urges. God is truly everywhere. Yes, even in the midst of evil. Jacob, in some way, has found God. He's running away. He's behaved in a way that is perhaps not the best way to have been behaved. He may not be feeling the top that he's ever felt in his life. And yet, even in this evil place, even in his evil, God is present, and he's able to find God even there." Kushner speaks about the other side. It's interesting, my students, when they spoke about it, saw it as holistic. They didn't focus so much on God being in the evil, but in the idea of God being everywhere, even in the evil. And so we have Rav Mendel of Kotsk, who's speaking about lowering of the ego. We have the maid of Ludmir, who's speaking about God being able to be found everywhere. And finally in this cluster, we have Dov Ber, the Maggid of Mezrich, who lived in the 1800s, in the 1700s, who says, similar to Menachem Mendel, that you need to cease to be aware of yourself. But he adds the idea of, he writes, "You must be nothing but an ear which hears what the universe of the word of the world is constantly saying within you. The moment you start hearing what you yourself are saying, you must stop." So on the one hand, he is emphasizing the idea of lowering oneself, but he's also emphasizing the idea of one being, if you will, some type of a radio receiver for what is going on in the world, some type of a instrument, a kli, maybe we could even say a catalyst for hearing God's word. God was here because I stopped being aware of myself. God is here. God was here because I allowed myself to give myself to the moment and hear what the moment had to say. It's humble listening. It's also inward listening. And so we have Rashi, who emphasizes the difference between the holy and the profane. And we have a cluster of three quotes which emphasize in some way the self as an instrument for getting to know to God, whether it be what the Kotzke says through humility, whether it be what the maid of Ludmir said, discovering God in all aspects of one's being in a holistic way, or whether it be the Maggid of Mezrich, who speaks about allowing ourselves to become a kli, a vessel for God. When we turn over the page, we're going to look at the last two quotes together. We have a quote from the Zohar, the famous classic work of Jewish mysticism, traditionally ascribed to Shimon Bar Yochai, but I gave the more likely author, Moshe de Leon, who lived in Spain in the 1200s. And then we also have the Ostropler. And in both cases, we have modern thinkers as well who are reflecting back on what they said in a more contemporary way. So the Zohar really very, very cleverly interprets the word as follows. It interprets as "V'anochi lo yadati," and I did not know, as "anochi lo yadati," the I did not know. But whereas for the Kotzke, it was the personal I, over here, it's the anochi that is God. And in fact, anochi is used more often to refer to God. So it's very, very appropriate and fits in very beautifully to speak about not knowing the anochi. He writes, "What Jacob really said was, 'And I have not known anochi. Behold, all this revelation has been shown to me, while I did not even yet know the idea of anochi.' In other words, I didn't even really know God, and yet I was able to have this tremendous revelation." Richard Rubinstein, a contemporary thinker, speaks about it as "God is the ocean and we are the waves," that what Yaakov was able to be in touch with was the God that is within the universe, that we are some manifestation of God, but we know God also through those manifestations. For the Zohar, there's a feeling of not so much centered around us, but centered around God. And this idea is emphasized even more strongly by Shimshon Ostroppler, as refracted through the 13-petaled rose by Dean Steinsaltz. He speaks about certain people who get joined to God, and he says, of these people it is said that they become a chariot for the divine presence, and like the chariot they are totally yielded up to the one who sits in the driver's seat. On the one hand, we have the idea of effacement, of humility we've seen before, but on the other hand, the Ostroppler might be saying to us, I did not know, Anochi lo yadati, that my name was part of God's name, that I am part of God, that who I am, and I am able to get to the state of being part of God. I am able to unify with them. It's not inherent, like maybe Richard Rubinstein would say. I have to work at it. I have to get there. But nevertheless, my name is able to be part of God. In many ways, this is the direct opposite of Rashi. Rashi is saying, no, oops, I couldn't sit there. I couldn't sleep there. That was a wrong thing to do. Human beings shouldn't be in a holy place. And here Shimshon Ostroppler is saying, not everybody, but some of us are able to get to a very, very high and holy place. And our name, our very name, becomes part of God's name. Fascinating ideas we've seen today. Tensions. Is holiness everywhere, or is it in a separate place? And even if it is everywhere, how do I get to holiness? Do I get to holiness through myself, through reflecting on myself, or through reflecting on God? And I, for one, am very, very thankful that I read Rabbi Kushner's book, which led me to be able to share these different ideas that I had today based upon the different ideas that he said. I've actually never had the pleasure of meeting Rabbi Kushner, and years ago I was at Limud Conference in the United Kingdom. Limud is actually happening very soon, and there'll be Pardes lecturers over there. And I came late to Limud, and I left early, and whatever it is, when I got home, I looked through the booklet, the Limud booklet, and what do I find but Lawrence Kushner has been at Limud, and I missed him. And I was very, very sorry. As you can hear from me today, I think his stuff is really, really great, and I would really have loved to have heard him speak, maybe even had a chance to share some of my ideas that I've shared with you today with him. And I was very disappointed about it and upset because, you know, this was a chance. Anyway, I was speaking to a friend about it, and the friend listened to the story, and he said to me, David, perhaps what you're saying is Lawrence Kushner was in this place, and I did not know it. On that humorous note, may I wish us all a Shabbat Shalom.
Thank you, Rabbi Levenkreuz. Your comments on the podcast are always appreciated, so please send an email to podcasts@pardesusa.org. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you on the next episode of Pardes from Jerusalem.